Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Gottlieb, Show Rosanna.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more. On air and online at CBSSportsRadio.com.
Sports talk and old school funk. A match made somewhere in the galaxy. DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for being with us. 40 minutes past the hour. DA with you on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio network from coast to coast and into Canada. DA with you. And we thank you for joining us 6 until 10 p.m. Eastern every single night. 3 until 7 Pacific. One of the more impressive bowl victories was the Utah Utes. A 45-10 smashing of a good Colorado State team. Utah ranked in the top 25, 9-win season. And joining us here on the show, head coach of the Utah Utes now for nearly a decade, been with the program since 1994, former National Football Coach of the Year, Kyle Whittingham, joining us on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, DA. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for joining us. This must be, well, let's start with the bowl and on the football field. You have to feel pretty good about how you guys finished the season and being so impressive in the bowl victory.
Yeah, we think it was a big step forward for us this year in the Pac-12. Ended up 9-4, as you mentioned, and got the bowl win. And we've been out of bowl play for a couple of years, and that was unusual for us. And it was good to get back into postseason play. And I thought our guys handled the postseason very well. Traditionally, we've had a pretty good success in bowl play, and this year was no different, and had a lot of good performances in that game against Colorado State, and it was a good way to end the season.
It's interesting because the last previous two seasons, 12-13, you guys had gone 5-7 and missed out of the postseason, but your first season in the Pac-12, some would say, well, that's the Pac-12 transition. You guys were actually 8-5 and won the Sun Bowl. So were those 2 years where you missed the bowl, was that an after effect of the transition to a Power 5 conference?
I think maybe a little bit, but I can tell you one thing for certain is the Pac-12 right now is markedly better than it was when we joined. And there was three or four teams that were down that year that aren't typically down in our first year in the Pac-12 and gave us a few extra wins. And I think the next couple of years were probably more indicative of where we were in the process as far as making that transformation into a Power 5 conference. And so we've had three, what we feel is really good recruiting years prior to this year, and we think that's starting to manifest a little bit this year, and we were much more competitive on the perimeter, and that's really where we had been a little bit mismatched. When we went in the league, we felt really good about the line of scrimmage, both sides of the line of scrimmage, matching up physically, but speed-wise and athleticism on the outside, we were a little bit behind, and we think we've made up some ground in that area.
So that's interesting. Over the last 4 years, what's been the evolution you've noticed in the Pac-12 that has made it a markedly better conference?
Just better. I mean, everything's better about it. There's some great coaches in the league. The quarterback play in this league is phenomenal, and that might be the biggest thing that has changed is the quarterback play and the amount of top-notch quarterbacks. And it seems like everybody in the league's got one. Everybody has a quarterback that is lights out, and that it's a quarterback-driven game. And when you've got an excellent quarterback, you've got a chance to be pretty good.
And so, when you go out and recruit, can you tell potential quarterback recruits, "Hey, you're coming to the best quarterback conference, if you will, in America"?
That's certainly one of the things we tell them. Absolutely, it's a situation where you're going to be in the league that has the premier quarterbacks in the country. And, of course, Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Mariota out of Oregon and Hundley at UCLA, and the list goes on and on. It's certainly a selling point, not the only selling point, obviously, but there's a bunch of good quarterbacks, very good quarterbacks that reside in the Pac-12, and that is something that we can sell to our recruits.
Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham joins us following a big Las Vegas Bowl victory and a 9-win season here on the DA show. So it's kind of amazing to think that you've been head coach at Utah for a decade now. When you took over the reins of the Utes, what was the biggest challenge that faced you? Because you guys had a lot of success before that with Urban.
Well, that. Coming off a 12-0 season in 2004, I was Urban Meyer's defensive coordinator in that year, and it was a tough act to follow. I mean, where can you go? I mean, there's nowhere to go but down after a 12-0 season, and we had lost Alex Smith, our quarterback, who ended up being the number one pick in the NFL draft that year. And of the 10 coaches that were on the roster, there was two of us left. You know, when all the dust settled, it was myself and Gary Anderson, and everyone else had either gone with Urban or got head jobs elsewhere or moved on. And so it was a little bit of a rebuild, but we had a plan and stuck to it. And of course, what was it, 4 years after that, we were able to match that, I guess exceed it. We were 13-0 in 2008, and were able to get a victory in the Sugar Bowl. And so it was, the toughest thing about that transition, like I said, was just following that fantastic 2004 season and knowing that we were going to take a few lumps before we were able to get things back on track.
Give me a little insight into Urban Meyer. It's been fairly amazing to watch Ohio State not lose a beat, but also seem to get better with a backup quarterback and then a third-string quarterback into the Big Ten championship game and then the Sugar Bowl. What is it about his coaching style that seems to have thrived when he's lost guys that's such a crucial position this year?
Yeah, well, first of all, he's a heck of a coach, one of the top coaches, if not the top coach in the country. And that's been proven, at a lot of different schools and in a lot of different circumstances. But he's a guy that's going to get the most out of his personnel, and that really is the essence of coaching: is getting the most out of your players and putting them in a position to succeed. And he was blessed with a quarterback stable this year that obviously is very deep. I mean, he's down to his third guy, and the third guy is playing very well. Now a lot of that is coaching as well, and the way they prepare their players, and so. He's just done a great job wherever he's been, and he's got a chance now to win another national championship. Now I'm sure Oregon's going to have something to say about that. They got a great team, and we know firsthand how good they are. We played them this year, and they've got a very explosive team as well. So it should be a great matchup.
It's no secret, obviously, it's been in the news that it's been a little bit rocky since you guys have finished off your season. Your athletic director was booed at a recent basketball game. Three of your assistants have left the program, and there's been talk that maybe there's a rift between you and the AD. How have you handled all the reports that have swirled around you guys over the last couple of weeks?
Well, there's been a little too much drama, and it's unfortunate. But, I'm excited to be here. Right now I'm completely immersed in staff hires. You mentioned we lost a few coaches, and that's my number one objective right now is to get the staff back up to full strength and of course recruiting never stops. That's always going on, and so we're moving forward and optimistic that things everything's going to work out.
Are you at all frustrated with your AD Chris Hill?
Well, I'm just I'm just trying to do the best job I can do at Utah, and everybody's jobs are challenging. His job's challenging, my job's challenging, and so we're all just trying to get on track, stay on track, I guess you could say, after this season and continue to move forward.
You foresee yourself being the head coach in 2015 there?
2015, I would think so. I mean, I'm here. We're like I said, doing everything we normally do this time of year as far as getting ready for the recruiting's been shut down for a while, but getting ready for the weekends to kick back in the visit weekends and all the things we always do. And this is a place that I love the University of Utah. I've been here, as you mentioned, 20 years, 10 as the head coach, and so I'm excited about our team coming up this season.
When you move forward into the off season, what's kind of your target as you go out and recruit or kind of build your staff? What are you focusing on?
Well, recruiting-wise, more of the same. As I mentioned, the perimeter speed and athleticism, that is something that I don't think you can ever have enough of or have too much of. We've had a great run with linemen. We've put several linemen in the NFL through the years, and that's never been an issue for us. And so just continuing to become a more athletic football team and get the staff situated. We lost both coordinators, which, that's a little bit different than losing assistants. I mean, it seems like every time you have a good year and things go well, people are going to want your guys, and so it's nothing new to us. But it is a little more challenging to replace coordinators than it is position coaches.
Is it amazing finally to look back and realize you've been at Utah for 20 years now? That's got to be crazy.
That is. It's certainly not the norm, and I've been very fortunate to be able to be at the same place and a great place at that for so long. I mean, the typical coaching resume in 20-year period, you're going to see 12, 15 moves at times, and that's not something that I've had to deal with. And like I said, very, very fortunate in that regard.
The Utah Utes, 9-4 this season, a 45-10 win in the Las Vegas Bowl over a good Colorado State squad, heading into the offseason with a lot of momentum right now. Head coach Kyle Whittingham coming off the 9-win season, been there as the head coach for nearly a decade, and former coach of the year nationally after that 13-0 season and Sugar Bowl win in 08. Coach, congratulations on the success and the bounce back year this year. All the best, and we really appreciate you carving out the time, man. Best of luck.
Hey, DA, I appreciate it, and thank you very much for having me on.
CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports. Around-the-clock national sports coverage with analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.